vigils for Sarah Everard Clapham Common. "We will not be silenced." Socialist Party members went down to the protest in Clapham to demand the ending of violence against women. "We should be safe in our own homes, at school or work, on transport, going for a run, or walking down the street. Free from sexual assault or harassment." These protests are an important part of that struggle, and amazing to be part of. Social distancing isn't properly implemented inside many workplaces. Trade unions have had to fight to protect members at work. The police haven't arrested these bosses. But when women and men protest for safety, the police wrestle them to the ground and arrest them. It's the hypocrisy of a capitalist system which defends profit over everything else. Hell, and I went to the Clapham Common protest slash vigil because I was outraged. The abuse of power and the gender politics enabling that behavior. It really hit a nerve as a woman, knowing that it was not an isolated incident. Sexual harassment and assault is an inevitability in our lives. Despite the great strides for liberation that we have fought for, in a capitalist society our entire beings will always be commodified, and some men will have a sense of entitlement to our bodies. That is terrifying and heartbreaking. The vigil was a perfect mix of solemn respect and rightful outrage. It was an incredibly powerful environment: chants and banners, candles and bowed heads. The strong police presence was insulting but totally unsurprising. The flowers on the floor outnumbered them anyway. Abby,